Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Did you know most traditional creams or serums are made up of about 70% water? 15% going into emulsifiers and preservative, and that makes up the goo of the cream. And that leaves only 15% for active ingredients that truly benefit your skin. But there is a better way. Enter Fiber Skincare, a groundbreaking technology set to redefine skincare. Fiber Skincare harnesses nanofibers. They're tiny natural fibers, 500 times smaller than a human hair. And their scientists have been working on this technology for the past 15 years and just a year ago achieved a remarkable breakthrough, encapsulating active ingredients directly into these natural nanofibers. So the result is a formulation free from water, emulsifiers, and preservatives, meaning the active ingredients are not just pure, but five times the concentration of most creams or serums. Their first formulation is an anti-wrinkle, and it's not just effective, it is fast. Upon the application, your skin feels tighter in a mere 10 seconds. That's right, you can feel the difference almost instantly, but that's just the start. Over the next 7 days, these concentrated actives unfold their full potential, clinically proven to improve wrinkles by 19.4%. It's worth checking out their Instagram, Fiber Skincare, F-I-B-E-R Skincare, to learn more about the technology and how it works. You might have seen some viral videos of the mask's disappearing effect, and it's easier to apply this by wetting your face, applying the patch, and removing it. The nanofiber, which contains the active ingredients, disappears into the skin super quickly. Experience the transformation for yourself with their 2-day trial pack. It's a precursor for the 7-day program that promises not just results, but a revolution in your skincare routine. With their tighter skin guarantee, your satisfaction is not just expected, it's assured. And if you try the 7-day program and your skin doesn't feel tighter, you'll receive a full refund, no questions asked. They have clinically tested the program to be the most effective if you use the 1 week on, 3 weeks off. But we understand that everyone's skincare routine is different. That's why if you sign up for their monthly program, they will send you their monthly pack to remind you to do it. And you can pause or cancel it at any time. And it gives you the control of your skincare journey. If you want to try this revolution in skincare, go to fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. That's fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. This is Mary from the Bay.
It's Courtney from LA. When we go on these week sabbaticals, when we're like out of town and not podcasting, like I really miss it.
I do too. And I have so much to catch up on with
you.
Oh my
God. Okay, tell me.
How was New Orleans?
New Orleans was really fun, actually. And I know you didn't like it so much.
Yes, I love it.
But I've decided that this is why. So, right, like I had gone with my mom. And so we had all these like touristy things we wanted to do and explore the city. And then like at night, she would go to bed. I got her hooked on Big Love. She loves it.
Oh, yeah.
So at night she would go back and then I would go out. Like I met up with our friend. So I would go I would go out at night with like friends, and then so I would get to experience like that world. It was like I had the best time.
Awesome.
It ended with my mom finding the love of my life.
Oh, yes. Tell me more.
Okay, so our last night, we were like, okay, we want to grab some food. We had like a 9:30 flight. So we're like, let's go grab some oysters before we go. There's this place like right around the corner from our hotel. We stayed at the Hotel Monteleone, and it has this carousel bar. If you guys ever go, you have to go to the carousel bar.
That sounds fun.
You just sit on this and it just goes around. It goes around and around.
And around. Did you ever feel nauseous?
No, because it's very slow. Like the first round, I met up with my friends down there and they had seats and I didn't. So I just walked it. While I was talking to them. It's very slow. It's very nice. Slow. But anyway, so we go to like this place called Acme Oysters, which, oh, okay, the food in New Orleans is amazing. Like, it is so good. So
I had some bad oysters down there because we're pretty familiar or famous for oysters here.
Smallest Bay,
and Gwyneth Paltrow wrote about it on Goop.
Goop. Okay. Well, so they're pretty big with oysters down there too and seafood. So anyways, we go to this place, we get these char grilled oysters. We're sitting, my mom's like really annoyed because she loves a table. And I was like, we need to take first available. We gotta catch a flight soon. So we end up sitting at the bar and she's like, ugh.
Oh my god, this is so my parents.
And so I'm like, Mom, just
they wanna be served. They yes, wanna be served. Yes. There's places I won't go to because I'm like, I don't want to go up to some counter and order something. I want to be served.
Yeah, well, there's times to be classy, and then there's times to just get the food. So it ended up being great because, like, you know, we're talking to the guys while we're at the actual oyster bar where they're shucking it and they're doing everything. So we're, like, talking. So there happens to be a seat that's empty next to it. But this place is, like, packed. Like, there's, like, a 45-minute wait. Like, it's very crazy. So this guy, like, just, like, saddles up into the one seat next to my mom. And my mom just starts, like, elbowing me. Like, oh, man.
Like, not like, obvious. Hawkeye alert. Yeah, Hawkeye alert. Like,
oh, God. Did you just see what sat down? Oh, God. So she just starts talking to him. So mind you, so it's me, then it's my mom, and then the guy sitting next to her. Mm-hmm. So my mom and him are, like, in deep conversation. And I'm like, how?
And you
hello?
Can't even hear them.
No, I'm leaning in. I'm trying to like get a word in edgewise just to like be part of it. And they kind of just like look at me and then go back to talking to each other. But then my mom like keeps trying to like throw me in there. And so finally, like, you know, we all start talking or whatever. And I can just tell my mom is like chomping, right? Like, God, like she's like, how do I give her his number? Or like, how do I get the number exchange? Like, I could just see the wheels in her head turning.
Right.
So he's like going on this cross country trip. He quit his job. He's going cross country and he's like traveling everywhere and he's going to San Diego and then he's driving up the coast. Anyway, so my mom goes, oh, you'll be in LA. Gordy, you live in LA. You live in LA. You got to tell him where to go. She's like, but you shouldn't tell him now. He'll never remember. So I'm like, I got it.
Wait, that's a good one, Don Don.
Yeah, Don Don killed it. So I was like,
he'll never remember. You must exchange numbers.
Yeah, so I was like, oh, well, you know, if you do end up coming to LA, like, let me give you my number, whatever. And so she's like, you could just see she's like, oh! Like, her head's about to explode from excitement. And so anyways, I'm like, all right, well, we got to go, whatever, you know, we're talking about podcasts too. And he's like, do you have any good recommendations for podcasts? I'm like, zero. And I could tell my mom wanted to be like, oh, Courtney has one. And I was like, no, don't sit. And I'm like, shut up, Mom.
I've been asked out on dates on nights that we record this. And I'm like, oh, I have a friend in town. Like, I'll never tell them that I do this.
Never. Because one, I'm probably going to talk about them.
Well, that. And also, like, they would be so disturbed.
They would be so disturbed. Like, I'm a... It saddens me sometimes that my own friends listen to it because I love you guys and thank you, but also I'm a psycho.
you have a little Stassi in you?
No. not this week Stassi. Season one Stassi, yes.
Totally.
But not this week Stassi. But anyway, so then my mom's like, oh my God, Courtney, when we walked out, I turned around and he was checking you out.
This is always, literally, my mom, like, if a server is nice to you, she'll be like, I think he's hitting on you. He's hitting on you. I'm like, no, Mom, he's paid to bring me my drinks.
Yeah.
Like, he's literally just put down my vodka soda.
Yeah,
he's
and I'm like, flirting the reason me. He looked behind is because when I walked out, I said, thank you to the staff. And they said, you're welcome, Rebecca, because they were calling me Becky. It's the second time I've been called Becky.
Why? Courtney to Becky?
No, you know how it's like Becky with the good hair?
Oh, and now you have good hair.
No, but I think it's like something that they, like, it's like a white girl name or something that they like call you, like, okay, Becky.
This
has happened to me twice in a month. One was with like some random rapper. I'll never remember his name. Some random rapper was at this gas station with his entourage, and his entourage blocked my car. And I was like, excuse me, do you mind if moving your car so I could just leave? And he was like, sure, anything for you, Becky. And I was like, that's just rude. And he's like, I'm so sorry, you're right, that's so rude. Anyway, so I'm like, I think that's why he checked me out. So then he did text me.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you, thank you. But I've already ruined it. So he was redacted name for, you know, just in case somehow he stumbles upon us and I haven't given enough details away already. I'll be in LA this day. Like, I'll let you know if I need any suggestions. I was like, so good to meet you too.
He'll probably hit you up. Why not?
I don't know, guys. He's traveling with a girl. He's meeting with a girl space friend, and he said he has nothing to tie him down. And my mom asked if he found somewhere, a city he really liked, if he moved there.
And what'd he say?
He said, sure, I've got nothing tying me down. She's like, I think you're really going to love the West Coast. And I'm like, Mom, enough. So needless to say, I'm still single. And we've stopped texting.
Wait, I had kind of actually a similar story over my Easter break, or my Christmas Easter, whatever holiday we had.
Thanksgiving.
I went to, my parents love a good happy hour.
Mm-hmm. And is that where you get it from?
They're like, oh, wait, there's happy hour there. We should go. Like, I'm like, okay, whatever. So they love happy hour. So we're at this really crowded bar and I'm in the middle and then my mom's on my left, my dad's on my right. And my mom literally starts talking to this single man on my left and my dad starts talking to two guys on my right that are my age.
Where are your sisters?
They're not there.
Okay.
And I'm just literally sitting in the middle of them not talking to anybody.
It's so mean. Like, why do they do that to us? Like, they're like scouting for me, but I'm like, maybe if you include us in the conversation.
My mom was talking to this weirdo. He was like, yeah, I decided to like co-parent with this woman to have a progressive relationship. And like we had a baby together and she turned out to be a psycho. I'm like, you're a psycho for thinking that was a good idea.
Yeah.
And then my mom was like,
this is Mary.
No, my mom was like, this guy is nuts. And he told me he's studying psychology. He's a crazy person. So, and then my dad's talking to these other guys and he like buys them a drink because he found out they were in the military and they're now like going to college and they're like 27. He was so cute. Needless to say, there was no number exchanges. I just sat in the middle not talking to anybody.
They're like, oh, look, they take their special needs daughter out for drinks. They give her Shirley Temple. That's so sweet.
I had a Manhattan straight up.
Oh, gosh.
Okay. Anyways. Okay. In real news, yes. Megan King Edmonds, your favorite girl.
I'm pretty disappointed in myself.
Why?
I was convinced she was drinking at the Broncos game.
Well, you were drinking a little bit too much. So I asked you that question.
I know. And I was like, yeah. And then I was like, I guess it was just me.
She was drinking Pellegrino.
Yeah. So anyways, so I didn't mean to cut you off.
Baby boy number two. So it kind of interesting that, well, now she's probably
2 months along. It was October 27th, according to Ryan.
Yeah, October 27th. So yeah, so she's 2 months.
Wow.
But I mean, they know it's a boy because that's what they put in, right?
Yeah, I feel like she didn't mean to actually come out with it and say it.
At the reunion?
Like, yeah, like it was one of those
things. She just was excited. Like,
yeah, exactly. And then she's like, oh shit, I'm actually only a month along.
But she's the type of person that if she did miscarry, she'd tell everyone anyways. So I think that's why you don't tell people, because you're like afraid the pregnancy won't come to term. But she's the type of person that would share that anyways. So maybe that's why she shared.
Yeah, maybe.
What were your thoughts on the final reunion? That was only two episodes because nothing really happened.
Yeah, let's come back to like the rest of the news. Let's just talk about OC real quick because that reunion, I thought it was going to be like fire. Like I was like, okay, this is where we're making up for the whole season. We're getting into the reunion. And I'm like, the way it ended, I was like, Vicky and Tamara both know that they need to be nice to each other because one of them's going to get fired.
Exactly. They decided to make amends, and then Shannon was like, I'm in there too!
She's like, can I get in this hug? Do you guys need insulation? Everyone's looking a little cold.
And then she, the poor girl, God. She had the horrible double chin. But I noticed even just when I was watching, Tamara picked the good outfit because she had that high neck. And
I thought she looked great.
All of their necks, though, are old, but their faces aren't.
And I couldn't get past like that vein sticking out on Tamara's like left right by her eye. I don't know if you noticed it, but it was one of those things that was like pulsating.
Well, what did you think about her and Megan kind of had that glittery eyeshadow going? How did you feel about that?
I thought Megan actually looked fantastic. Not just because like I like her now, but like I thought that the bleach blonde and the dark eyebrows, like I thought she looked really great. And I thought
I thought Tamara looked smoking. I thought the braid is like, you're too old to braid your hair.
Agreed. But I thought like the short hair looks good on her. I thought it was a good look. I thought the right couch was definitely better than the left couch.
Well, okay. Everyone apparently loved Kelly Dodd's outfit, which was $6,000. I thought it looks like a Renaissance dress, like a velvet Renaissance dress. I didn't understand it.
Like a long sleeve ice skater's dress.
It was weird to me.
But
I felt like I was at like the Renaissance fair.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah. Like a little corset with the velvet. Yeah. I just like Peggy's got to go because Peggy, why the hell did you come on this show for support? Like, I don't get it. Like, she just was like, I wanted you to ask me if I'm okay.
She wanted casserole.
Yeah, like you give Vicky casserole. What is this? What's you say casserole? Coco, no ball in the house. Like I just
I don't know. I did have sympathy for her.
I had zero.
Why did she do the show?
That's what
your
I'm saying.
Your dad just died, and
she should have come next season when she could have really brought it. Maybe she would have learned what some things meant.
Yeah, but wait, do you? So you're saying this was staged? The whole makeup at the end.
The whole thing, like they went from like yelling at each other, which what I need that like Vicky is not going to say sorry, and if she says sorry, it's to placate you. It is never going to be a sincere sorry, like ever.
But I do think they really do enjoy each other's relationship.
Right.
Like they have a blast together. They want to go to Undelay's. They want to lick it, slam it, suck it. They don't know which way to do it. What to do first? Do you slam it first? Do you suck it first? They don't know. They don't know. But they want to do it.
I agree. I like the. Was that last year where they were all in Tahiti or whatever when they all went in the pool? They like pushed each other into the pool. The three
Shannon
of them.
Shannon and those wedges.
And
those
Shannon
wedges.
Was skinny. Shannon.
We also like it always. Whenever I think about wedges, I think about when Erica Jane said, ew, they're wearing wedges. And I wear wedges, and now I get embarrassed when I wear them. But those are the only heels I can really walk in anyways.
Well, when I think – so this just made me, like, go off on a tangent in my head. Mm-hmm. So, sorry, everybody. ADD's here. But I don't know if you recall. Were you – yes, you were there. Oh, my God. Remember when we went to Vegas – like,
oh my God,
7 years ago.
And Leslie wore...
I think I wore wedges. I think we, like, all had wedges at the pool.
Mm-hmm. But and no, Leslie wore plastic.
No, patent leather, black, stilettoed, pink-toe shoes in the pool. In the pool. And left one. And had to catch, like, a 5 a.m. flight and left one shoe.
And her cell phone. She didn't bring her cell phone on the flight. We had to, like, mail her cell phone. Her husband's contacting us. She had a baby.
Yeah, like, this is our most kind of responsible friend in a sense that she cares for, like, two young lives that are her own. Oh, my God. That was a tangent that just really made me think of, like, when you think of people at the pool. Like, our friend was the girl in the black patent leather peep-toe shoes. Like, man, wow. Good times. But, yes, I just, going back to Tamara and Vicky and Shannon, I'm fine with them all being friends, but we know it's not going to last. I don't, in real time, they're not friends anymore.
Yeah, so what has been the falling out since October 27th?
I don't know. It's like Vicky, okay, so I did laugh when like Tamara was like, you know, every week you're throwing, you're selling stories about Eddie being gay, and Vicky goes, it's not weekly. I'm like, wait, so are you saying you actually are selling stories? It's just like maybe bi-weekly or monthly or something? Like, wait, what?
Yeah. No, and then I love, like, Tamara always has, like, these one-liners that she says every once in a while. You know,
did
she's, like, rehearsed it.
The shit that comes out of your mouth. Remember when she yelled at Gretchen?
No, but this one was, you hang with fucking dogs, you get fleas.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, Tamara.
That's my opinion!
Yeah.
Yeah, she really does have, like, a line every season.
Yeah.
Shut it, Jesus Jugs.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Do I? But I still want to get rid of her.
No, and then, but they're also, like, so nasty. Like, that doesn't look good on you. And then it's like.
Yeah, that's not a good look on you, Tamara.
In fact, nothing looks good on you.
Yeah.
Like, and then, fucking assholes. They can go fuck themselves. I'm off this damn show.
It was like, oh, Vicky. Vicky, Vicky, Vicky.
It will be very interesting how they cast the season. And if they're going to have a next season, because according to our insider, Brian Culberson, Vicky's son-in-law, he says they might take a break for a year.
I'm okay with them taking a break. Like, okay.
No, I'm
We're
not.
Starting new hashtag, next Gina Ration. We're bringing back Gina Keough. We want Gina.
Yes. I love that. But,
next generation of OC. So, and I want Heather Dubrow can come back too.
But Gina would make sense too, because
Vicky needs a real ally.
That, but then also that, like, she knows the Tamara doesn't like Gina.
Assistant decease.
But they need another good, if
and Shannon
have, like,
needs
the,
everybody needs somebody, right?
Shannon needs a USC friend.
I agree.
Shannon. Or, like, can Jeff Lewis appear on the show?
Oh,
like,
my God.
Like, as a sidekick?
Yes. Like, Vicky and Gina.
Crossover?
Well, no, you could bring back Heather, because Heather and Shannon would be a good pairing.
But they don't really like each other.
No, now they do, though. Nobody likes Shannon at first, except for Vicky, which that should have been the first sign. Remember when they're
that
like...
That was hilarious.
Andy's like, Vicky's actually... You're the first one that Vicky, like, has warmed up to. And I was like, oh, man, that should have been the first sign. Yeah. Everybody else didn't like you.
Yeah.
So no, bring back Heather, bring back Gina. Also, speaking of which, do you want to, should we go, since that was one of our
let's
poll
go.
Questions?
Yeah, let's go over the polls.
Okay. So we can start, I'll start with that one, and then I'll go back to the ones before.
Sure.
Okay, so we asked you, we had a number of overwhelming, like, responses, and you guys were killing me because...
Didn't we have, like, 7,000 people?
Yeah, we had so many people. Like, you guys, I was, like, dying of these responses because on the hard ones, like, you guys would all message us and be like, I can't vote on this one. Like, when it was asking which house husband, like, it was like, I can't make a choice. Like, those ones were definitely less votes, but you let us know, which killed us. We
Wait,
laughing.
Okay, since I don't have the results, let me guess.
Okay, okay,
tell
great.
Tell me if I'm right.
Okay, so bring back an OC housewife. We had Heather Dubrow or Gina Keough. Granted, we're saying bring both back.
Yeah, but I would for sure vote Gina. But we had an overwhelming response for Heather Dubrow, I believe.
69%.
69% said
Heather Dubrow.
And sorry for the confusion on our story when Courtney thought the Dubrows had their own show on E.
I was really confused.
I thought the same, and then I looked at it and it said 7 and 11. And since I watch E! News, I know it's on at 7 and 11. So I was like, Courtney, you got it wrong.
Well, were you going to watch it? Maybe I was just asking if you were going to watch 7 or 11.
I probably would watch it.
Okay, but based on that, what do you think?
But wait,
do you think
I
people wanted
think...
to watch it or not watch it?
Wait, no, they don't.
65% said no.
Yeah. Wait. I also think that some people don't know who Gina is.
Ugh,
what do you think?
Because they're the new generation?
Yes. Yes.
We have to bring back... We have to do... Okay.
Gina was the original, and she had this...
I mean, Shane Keough.
I was going to say she had this really hot son, and
but
her
douchebag.
Husband was really mean. And she was an ex-Playboy
and he was a And he was a baseball player.
But then he got hit in the head, and he wouldn't talk anymore, really.
He was an asshole. He just screamed.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Well, do we have anything else to say about the OC reunion besides Shannon's...
No. Keep doing the poll.
Besides Shannon's double chin and her manicure that was a horrible manicure?
No. And why was she still wearing the wedding ring?
Ugh, poor Shan. I feel like maybe she wasn't expecting to talk about that too. Oh yeah, because we were gone last week, so we didn't even talk about the first week. Her talking about David, I felt so bad for her. Fuck David.
I can't believe he left Hawaii early.
I can't believe he said, when she said we had a few good years, and he said a few good months.
I know.
Fuck that guy. Fucking Beattie Bedore. Fuck you. Like, I know. Shannon.
Shannon Storms.
No,
Shannon Storms, and I want her to date an older man, just a little bit older, maybe like 58.
What is she, 57?
She's 53.
Okay.
I think he should be about 58. I think he should have kids in college. And I think that he should own a yacht in Newport.
Okay.
I just see him like really kind of like a fancy man, but swoons over her.
So have
they,
you...
They
have...
wait and they drink a lot together.
Yeah. A lot of Tito's. A lot of Tito's. Tito's Thursdays.
Lots of lemons and limes. Nine lemons in a bowl.
Okay. Did you ever watch Real Housewives of Melbourne?
No.
Okay. So there's this one whose name is Gamble, and she marries this guy named that she calls Wolf Pup. And he's just like this older, like quiet gentleman who just like really loves her. And he's much older than her, but he's so sweet. That's who Shannon needs.
Okay. I'm down.
Okay.
I'm down. Single Shannon.
A single Shannon, single Kelly. Let's do this.
Yeah.
Okay. Bye, go Tamara.
Go back to the polls.
Okay. So our first question, which cast would you want to hang out with? Pump the Vanderpump Rules kids or the Southern Charm cast?
So I pick Southern Charm. What do you pick?
Yeah, because they have more money.
Well, they would just be kind of fun. Like Austin.
I would love to do the South. Like a Southern hangout.
You would love to do Austin?
Yeah, I would. But that's neither here nor there.
No. I get Austin. And
I'll take Craigie.
Yeah, you love Craigie.
I love Craigie. You guys, Craig posts these photos and I literally get creepy. I comment creepily. Do you ever see them, Mary?
No.
Okay, so he like posts,
I believe it because Chef Matt Burns.
Oh my god, Mary, I caught you again. Take me there.
I'm like, story. I'll be like, where are you? I'd be like, I'd love to sit on that lounge chair next to you.
You need to just start sending and just do hashtag balloon knot.
What does that mean?
Okay, when he was drunk, he was like, Brie is so hot, I'd like to lick her balloon knot.
Okay,
it's so inappropriate, but you should just keep sending it to him.
He's like, I get like sexual harassment.
Yeah, whatever.
Okay. Matt Lauer. I'm kind of sad about that one. And Kevin Spacey, all of it. Ugh,
it's like, who's next? If Tom Hanks, I'm going to be so upset.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm being really upset. Okay. So I was going to say, so Craig posted this photo with like, with his nieces and like he hashtag, Craig said we could, like giving, so I commented and I was like, or Craig said I could, and I commented and I was like, can I come over? Craig said I could. But what I wanted to say was, can I sit on your face? Craig said I could. But I didn't. So okay. Cute.
Wait, who did more people want to hang out with? The Vanderpump Rules or Southern Charm?
56% voted Southern Charm.
Ba-ba-dee-dee-dee.
It's easy with the birds and the bees.
One, two, three.
So yes, 56% says Southern Charm. Okay.
Okay.
Whose dog would you want to adopt? Archie? Or Coco? Coco, do shit on the floor, Coco!
Definitely Archie, and he won by a lot.
84%.
Yeah, nobody wants Ramona's bitch.
Well, I would have put Cookie to Boo Boo, but like, RIP.
Yeah, totally. 17 years. He lived 17 years.
Oh, man. Okay, who has the worst confessional look this season on Atlanta Housewives? Is it Nene's side ponytail, or is it Sheree's storm look?
Storm.
This was a close one.
Really?
They're both horrible.
The side ponytail didn't offend me too much.
Ugh, Nene just offends me in every avenue.
That's what we posted. Was it that? Yeah, we posted that today. We should have talked about the side pony.
I know, because it's horrible.
I didn't know it was that bad.
You like it. You like it.
By the end of the day, my hair's always in a side ponytail.
I mean, after my tennis lesson tonight, like I walked out and my coach was always like, you come in looking decent, and then, like, you just leave,
I don't know what happened to you in the hour. Everybody else looks the same. You look like you've like run 12 miles. He's like, and you, I know you have it. All right, thank
you're,
you.
You're like, because I am Becky with the good hair.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so 51% to 49%, Sheree.
Oh, wow. Close call.
Yep.
Okay. Next question.
Who do you think won the fight at Nene's horribly themed girls and gays party? Kim or Kenya?
Kim. Team Kim.
Really? I thought... Okay, granted she made, like, the transphobic comment.
No, I don't... Well, yeah, that was bad. But also, like, I don't like when they... Like, just yell, like, bitches, and, like...
So, you're,
like,
you're a whore, and your daughter's a whore, and your husband ain't real. And it's like, wait, who's saying that? What?
They just get, like, trashy to me.
I think, but I... Here's, like, I have a very hard... Like, I'm fascinated by the Zolciak Biermans. Like, fascinated. Like, it's, like, this morbid curiosity in me. It's like a train wreck. I can't look away.
I don't think Roy's gay.
And no, I don't think he's gay.
I don't think Kim's a transvestite either.
No, Big Papa would agree with you. Big Papa!
Wait, and I forgot about her lesbian phase.
Oh my god, yes. Yep. Remember her, she had one, Danielle Staub had one.
Yes.
Oh man, so good. Okay, so 69% agreed with you and said Kim.
Okay,
this was a tough one. People were really having a hard time choosing on this one.
This is about sleeping with someone, huh?
You're stuck with one forever. I already know who you choose. Thomas Ravenel or Luann's Tom D'Agostino?
I mean, clearly.
It's about Tom.
Clearly, I'm going Tom Ravenel.
We know.
Because he has a plantation.
We know.
I mean, he has like a bridge.
The Ravenel Bridge, this is true. Yeah, you like, also just also love him.
I mean, he has a little place in my heart. I can't deny that. And no. I know he likes gingers.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. That's very true. So you're
I'm strawberry blonde, guys. Strawberry blonde.
Yeah, so is Catherine. Okay. Yeah,
her hair color is, like, really looking good right now. And
she's
that cute
looking,
little bob.
She is looking fantastic.
She's kind of got that J. Crew mom look
I
going.
Wish she didn't have kids with Thomas because I really like her and Craig together.
It will be interesting to see how that season pans out.
I think they're taping now. We should ask Cam.
Yes, Kim. She's been
congratulations, Cam, on your little baby. Yeah. Okay, so back to OC. Did Vicky actually reconcile with Tamara and Shannon? Yes or no?
No.
75% of you all agreed with Mary.
Yeah.
It's all done for the show. Like, Shannon looked so uncomfortable when Vicky was like, can I give you a hug? Shannon was like, oh, God. She's like, my marriage is falling apart, and now I'm stuck next to Vicky.
Life couldn't get worse.
It couldn't. Okay, next. Who does more cocaine, Shep or Jax?
I actually believe Shep does, but I think other people think Jax.
I think Shep does a lot of cocaine.
Well, we heard a story.
Yeah, we heard a story. We have actually some, like, firsthand commentary. We'll explain it one day when we're not so slammed and we don't have so much to go over. We'll tell you guys. Maybe we won't.
Yeah.
But anyways, just know.
We heard it snows in the Carolinas.
Yeah, it really, I mean, it snows everywhere. One day we need to go over who we think on each franchise does drugs.
Everyone. Or what kind.
I
mean, they literally admitted on
New York.
Orange County. No, on Orange County. Kelly's like, well, yeah, I gave her an Adderall and then I gave her a Xanax. That's why she was freaking out. Like, no
big deal.
And then
she found a NyQuil.
Like, well, like, also, like, isn't she afraid that all these drugs, like, are going to come back to haunt her? Do you think she's actually prescribed them, or does she just go down to Mexico?
I mean, I once got diet pills from Mexico.
I'm convinced that everyone that lives in California, you just go to Mexico and go to the Farmacia.
Yeah, if you guys want a really good diet pill, it's called Axione. I was on a cruise and I went and I bought them and like you have to go through like a metal detector and I just stuffed them in my bra like as if I was like I'm like what am I doing?
That was the worst idea ever. But
and then
no.
And now why? And then I took them.
But they're not looking for people like us. We're not like drug smugglers.
Maria Full of Grace, if you ever watched that movie. Oh, shit. She just stuffs balloons of cocaine down her body.
Ugh.
Drug mules. Anyways, 74% of people think Jax.
Yeah, he's more on steroids to me.
I think Jax is like, will stick anything up his nose, to be honest. You could give Jax like a bag of baking powder and he'd be like, this is the best cocaine I've ever had. Jax thinks he does cocaine, but he's really sniffing baking soda or like flour.
I remember kids in high school, they would get like, they had Adderall and it was like blue and they would like crush it up and snort it and like literally they have blue all down their nose. I'm like, hey guys, what are you guys doing tonight?
Wait, in high school they were snorting Adderall?
Yeah. It was creative, I guess.
I mean, college I can understand, but high school? Kids are bad.
Yeah.
All right, anyways. Here's a tough one. Maybe you need to snort some Adderall to get to go through with this one.
Okay.
No, you accidentally had a drunken one-night stand. Who did you take home? Was it Simon Van Kempen or was it Jim Bellino? Jimmy the Chin Bellino.
No, I would. Okay, I think people don't even know who those people are. Also, Simon was season one New York Housewives. Australian,
Alex McCord's husband.
British.
He was Australian.
Australian, yeah. You know what? I've never gone down under, so I have to go.
So you're taking Simon, and he'll be well dressed.
Over Jimmy Bellino, Jesus Jug's husband. I saw a picture of him today there at the Christmas tree lot, and he looks so like red in the face, like he's an alcoholic.
Yeah, he's not an attractive man.
No, but he had that like those red cheeks, like a drunk.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Well, 65% picked Jim Bellino.
Okay.
But this was the hardest one for people.
I don't think they knew who the other one was.
People literally, you guys were messaging us being like, I cannot pick one. I can't. I just need you to know. Like, I cannot choose. This is the most, this is the hard. It's like an opposite Sophie's Choice question.
Oh, man. Brutal.
Uh-huh. Okay. Then, should Jax and Stassi rekindle their horrible relationship? Should we bring
hell
back?
To the no, no, no.
Really? I would love for them to get back together. No. For the show.
No.
Well, no. 72% agreed with you.
I like when she puts on her dating profiles that she's into murder.
So, should we, like, discuss, like, what do you think, like, what's going on? Why did she...
She's in trouble right now, guys, because on her podcast, she kind of, like, said some negative comments about the Me Too campaign. And just don't talk about it.
I agree. Whatever your opinion is your opinion. And, like, opinions are like assholes. We all have one. Yeah. Doesn't mean we need to be talking about it.
Yeah.
This is just... Stop. And, like, all of her sponsorships are gone. Like, Rent the Runway pulled out from her.
So, like, how do we get those?
Yeah. So we'll have to email them and be like, oh, do you guys need sponsorships?
I've been doing Rent the Runway. I would be happy not to pay for that.
Yeah. Use code 2judgygirls 5555. No, 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 no.
It won't work.
For no percent off your next order.
But I will say I'm doing the unlimited, and it
do you
is
like it?
Yeah, it's only $150. Free shipping, free dry cleaning. You get 4 pieces at a time. This is really not an ad, but I wish it was.
No, my roommate does it too. She loves
paying
it.
The $150.
Yeah, she would love for it free. So if you guys are listening, which I'm sure you clearly are.
Yes.
Okay, let's move on.
Okay, should we go? Where do you want to go? Atlanta or Jersey?
Well, first off, I wanted to ask if you watched the Summer House trailer.
I did, and I don't think it's the same house. I'm excited because Everett's gone.
Rage phages.
I think it's going to be really interesting seeing Kyle Cookie with
It looks like Cookie and Amanda fight a lot.
Well, yeah, because they drink so much. What else are you going to do when you fight?
And then Carl and Lauren are back together for this, but then they have like that solemn like 10 seconds where
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Courtney and I both have Pelotons. It is always there for me. You know what I mean? Like after a long day of work, that's the last thing I want to do, jump on the bike. But I muster up the energy and I literally will be like, okay, I'm just going to do a 10-minute class. And then all of a sudden I'm like, I'm here. I feel good. This is making me feel better. Then I'll do an additional 10-minute class. Then I'll throw on another like weights one. And all of a sudden I've done 30 minutes of workouts. I also fall in love with my instructors. I'm obsessed with Cody Rigsby. He makes me laugh. He like talks about ranch dressing, all his TV shows. He's a housewife person. Obsessed with Tunde. I want her arm. She's super inspiring. But I also love that I can be like, all right, you know what? I feel like listen to Mamma Mia. So I can do a Mamma Mia ride or a Taylor Swift ride or a Beyonce. Also, you don't have to just do rides. They have meditations. They have a walking people. And honestly, it gets your heart rate up. I know Courtney has done the marathon stuff. She's a big runner. You know, they have so many classes, 5 minutes up to an hour. I mean, so many genres, hits. I can't talk enough about the Peloton. Wherever you're starting, get moving with a Peloton bike or Bike Plus. You can do a rental at www.onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms do apply. Join the Peloton journey with us.
So I started using Dime Beauty at the end of last year. It is a simple skincare routine. I mean, who has time for that 10-step stuff? Dime is a clean, high-end skincare that is very affordable, and it really works. Dime did not sacrifice performance just to make it clean either. And when I mean clean, Dime is 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. So I start with their gentle cleanser. It's kind of like a jelly form and smells like coconuts, obsessed with it. Then after I wash my face, I use the TBT serum. Soaks right into your skin. And then during the day, I use their dewy day cream. Obsessed with it, melts into your skin. I finished mine in St. Lucia and was like so pissed off about it. And then at night, I have their restorative night cream and their TBT cream. This TB cream has been sold out. It's Dime's sold out retinol alternative, the TBT cream, and it's finally back in stock, so you can check that out. They have over 2 million happy customers, and their product reviews are literally all 5 stars. Love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com and love the skin you're in.
I've been using Ouai products for years. It's O-U-A-I, and they just launched something new. It's the Anti-Frizz Cream. I have very thick, curly, unruly hair, so this is a perfect product for me. But I got to thinking about it, and it's like, if you have thin hair, thick hair, everybody has frizz. This is immediate frizz control, and it lasts up to 72 hours. And plus, it's a heat protector because I blow dry my hair. I also, I'll put the curling iron on it. I'll use the straightener, but it has heat protection up to 450 degrees. Also helps reduce and repair split ends while quenching dry hair with intense hydration. And according to Consumer Perception Study, 90% of participants agreed that their hair looks less frizzy. I know I am feeling that. So I will put in this with wet or dry hair. Then I love to apply my leave-in conditioner, you know. It detangles, hydrates, helps me brush out my hair. And I can't tell you about the smells of Ouai. Honestly, all their products smell delicious. I'm obsessed with this scent. It's the North Bondi scent. It has like lemon and violet. It's just delicious. And then I usually will finish off after my blow dry with the hair gloss. Immediate shine helps treat damage and enhances color vibrancy. I just love all the Way products. I'm a Way girly, but be fizz free. With Way, you can go to THEOUAI.com, use promo code TJG for 15% off any of their products. That's THEOUAI.com, promo code TJG. You know, I can't recommend it enough.
He's like leaving. She's like, you need to leave. And then he's like,
oh. Is the other twin in it?
Yeah, I think not, she's, I don't think she's full time. And then yeah. It looks like there's a couple of new characters. Like Steven deals with telling his parents he's gay. Which, right. Like, and if they didn't watch season one, they should know.
I think there's a new girl named Danielle.
Oh, yeah. They brought a brunette this year. Remember last season they didn't have a brunette?
Mm. Did you feel, like, discriminated against?
A little bit. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit. Sure. Speaking of, did you by chance, and I feel like you didn't, but please tell me.
I couldn't go. I know exactly where you're going to ask me. Florida-Bama.
Florida-Bama Shore. Guys,
I honestly so I still do watch MTV. I watch one show called Teen Mom.
Oh no, the OG, you guys, or all of them. There's like four.
I watch the OG and Teen Mom too. It's super embarrassing, but I feel connected to these women. I've known them since they were 22.
Since they're 16.
Kale. She's
Kale.
That's her nickname.
Oh no.
She just had her third baby, Lo, and graduated college.
Is third baby same dad?
No, three different ones.
Okay. Well,
yeah,
that's fine. She's a Kim Zolciak.
But
in training.
So I do see the previews, but I heard you watched.
Okay, if you guys watched, I need you all to DM us on Instagram and tell Mary why she needs to watch. This show is Jersey Shore, and there was a little-known show on the CMT channel, which I'm sure people don't tune into, but it was called Party Down South, and it was these rednecks that would go into Georgia and just, oh, man. So anyways, these kids, the first night, this girl gets so drunk she can't even go out with them, and she ends up peeing in her roommate's bed. She then wakes up, gets drunk again, and they're on the beach, and she jumps into a plastic trash can so she can pee in it. And they're like, are you peeing in there? She's like, why else would I be in a trash can? Like, the ocean's right there.
So she clearly has, like, a bladder infection, maybe?
No, just alcohol problem. Then one girl's like, I broke up with my boyfriend because I caught him cheating on me with my cousin. But that's just how they do it in Alabama.
I see, it's just, like, no, I have a certain level of trash I can take.
You watch Teen Mom.
But they're old now.
They are probably the same age as these people.
Yeah, probably. Okay.
Anyways, if you guys watched it, you need to DM us why you watched it and why Mary needs to, because I think she needs to jump on this. She refuses to watch Are You the One, which is one of my favorites, and she will not watch The Challenge. But Florida-Bama Shore.
No, The Challenge, I don't have that big of a problem with it, because I know a lot of people on that.
Well, they tried. Do you know they tried to get the Teen Mom cast on the upcoming season that they're taping?
Those girls are like not very in shape. They do have the guy from The Bachelor, Andy's.
Oh, Josh Murray. Yeah, he's on the Champs vs. Pros. Yes, and he's actually very athletic. It works for him. Okay, let's go into Atlanta.
Not much to say here. I mean, we have Nurse Nene Leakes.
Ugh. But I feel like she doesn't even like her husband. Like, last week she was like, he was calling her because he's going into surgery. And she's like, I'm driving as fast as I can. I'm like, why is he in the hospital without you?
I know. That was kind of bad. I think she just wasn't coming to terms with it and was just like, it's not that bad. It's not that bad. They're just running tests. And then she's like, shit, he's freaking out. What's wrong with him, though?
Because all then
heart,
this week,
heart condition.
Oh, because then this week she just kept saying his health. And I'm like, is she making this up? Is there nothing actually wrong with him?
No, he has a heart condition.
I'm starting a conspiracy because she just kept saying his health. And it makes me think that maybe.
Are you comparing this to Vicky and her cancer scam?
She was scammed, Mary. apologize to me for that, because I was scammed. I gave my love. My love tank was full with him. It's depleted. Steve can barely fill it to halfway.
God bless Steve Lodge.
Ugh, Steve Lodge and his brother Roger Lodge, the host of Love Connection? Love
something like that.
I don't know. I just, Nene's not fun to watch. I don't like her.
She's too anime. She's like, no, mama.
she's just always trying to do, like, she just wants to be like a meme. Always.
They always act so excited to see each other.
It's like, when her and Marla walked in.
Yes, it's like in Marla wearing like a fucking robe. She's wearing a robe.
Oh, I thought she was like, you're gonna hear like da na na da na na, because I thought she was like a boxer.
She was full on wearing a boxing robe.
Yeah, Nene's like, oh, Marlo and I are fine, but 4 weeks ago we were at a valet and we started yelling at each other, and I was like, oh, and everything's okay now. Like, I would rather Marlo be a housewife than Nene.
But I'm surprised she even used valet, since she could just use someone else's handicap.
What was that?
There was something.
No, believe
weird.
Me, I think that's great, right? I would. Then, I would probably be an asshole and do something like that, to be honest.
One time, I went.
Oh, no.
One time, I went to brunch with this guy, and the city, the parking's freaking awful, and he was like, "Oh, I have a handicap." Like, we can park wherever we want. I was just like, why do you have a handicap? I don't know if I want to go to brunch anymore. Like,
one time my friend and I, it's just embarrassing. We went to like this concert.
I felt embarrassed using the handicap.
We went to this concert and she had broken her foot like earlier that year, but she still had the handicap placard. And so she put her boot on for the concert because we had bad seats. And so we wanted to get the handicap seats.
Oh my God.
So she brought her crutches and everything, and we upgraded our seats so good. And I remember at one point, so we're sitting in like the handicap seats, and nobody was there.
Mm-hmm. And so real people that needed it.
Nobody ever came. But like, we were like sitting there, and it was great. And then like Gwen Stefani ended up being like this surprise, or No Doubt ended up being this surprise guest at the concert. It was like one of those like, it was like K-Rock's Acoustic Christmas. So like all these bands are playing, you know? And I remember we both just start jumping up and down. And I'm like, how's your foot doing? It's like her boot. I was like, oh God, they're figuring us out. But at that point, it was like so late in the show.
So bad.
That's so bad.
So bad.
It's so bad. So I couldn't really hate on Nene for that. Except that she is like a public figure. People see that.
Yeah.
And Kim will call you out like no other. You got roaches in your house? She's letting you know.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Parking the handicap? She's telling everyone.
Yeah, she's going to call you out on everything.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the person that stole the show for me was Will.
Okay, Will is thirsty.
He's so... Oh, I would... Like, he can...
Tell me more.
No, I'm super embarrassed what I was thinking.
Mary, no. I said that Mark Duber was attractive.
No, I know. No, but okay. You know, he's 41. He wants to see Lake Bailey, and he is a smoke show.
He's like, one time I'll have to show you what I can do with these strawberries. Like, oh, what can you do? Wash them and then cut them up and then give me a strawberry souffle?
I know.
But then he's like, he's telling all the blogs that like Cynthia's his girlfriend. And Cynthia's so attracted to him. She's like,
okay.
Oh, yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
And if like, you want to be.
I'm like, no, he's, Cynthia.
He is like such a smoke show. Okay, wait. This is kind of funny. So over the Thanksgiving
Are we
break,
following him now?
Oh, we should. Get on that.
I don't even know what his name is.
So over the Thanksgiving break, we went to brunch, my sister and I. And there was like a long line. So we like went to this bar to wait. And like
obviously
the hottest bartender ever. We were like, we were calling him Smoke Show.
Oh no.
So, we were calling him Smoke Show. And we were like, just like you had like one beer shampoo effect. So then we go to the brunch and then we come back after. And he's like, hey, you guys are back. We're like, yeah.
You're like, oh my God, he remembers us. He remembers us.
We stayed until they closed for lunch, because they closed between lunch and dinner. And we stayed. And by the end of it, we were like, we're calling you Smoke Show. We've been coughing because we're getting smoke inhalation. We were like wearing glasses and we'd pretend like they were steaming up. And we'd be like, we have to defrost, defog, defog, Smoke Show. But we were like so loud. And then we told him about it. And he was like,
wait,
like,
you were doing this while he walked away?
No, he was there. We were sitting at the bar. Like, oh, it was like not fly at all. It was a freaking hilarious.
Why are we single, Mary?
I'm literally okay. So then it gets so good. So then we leave and we go to this bar around the corner, and he comes. And we didn't even
tell him.
We didn't tell him to come. He just happened to come, and we were like, he walked in, and I was like, Smoke Show. Okay, so my sister starts talking to him.
Which sister is this?
My younger sister.
Okay.
And she starts talking to him, and she's like, I literally wouldn't even want to sleep with you because, like, you're just so good looking. Like, I would just be so self-conscious the whole time.
Wait, I feel like, did we text about this?
We might have talked about this on the live story.
No, maybe.
I probably told you because it was literally the funniest thing. We just kept on being like, oh, is the fire truck here to light down this smoke, like blow off this smoke show? Like, we thought.
Did either of you give him your number?
No, it's just.
But you know where he works. But guess where you're going to brunch on Sunday?
Saturdays at Padrecita. Literally the next morning we woke up, we're like, we can never go over there again.
Oh, I know Padrecita.
Yeah, it's good. Next time you come, we can pay a little visit to my friend.
The smoke. I like walk in. I'm like, what up, Smoke Show? He's like, what? I'm like, oh, it's just a joke we have behind your back.
I'm here for the Smoke Show. No, he knows about the Smoke Show. We told him.
You're like, you should change your name tag from John to Smoke Show. Oh no.
Okay.
Oh, no. Okay.
And getting back, so Will was the Smoke Show.
Yes.
But anyways,
I don't like Will though. Get okay, Will out
I
of do. Here.
I'm into him.
Portia needs to go. She brings nothing.
The whole storyline with the sister, it's like they're trying to make her a housewife now.
Like, nobody cares. And Portia Palace, nope, not happening.
No.
Portia didn't pay for it.
Wait, literally, like, how do you even make money at a salon?
Well, first off, you need to be a successful salon.
Right. But also, like, you basically rent chairs, right? And, like, I guess, selling products?
No, I mean, it completely depends. Like, you could be a commission-based salon. You could be a booth rental salon. You could have, like, if people are renting on their booth, like, you might not have your own product line. You might have them selling their own product. Like, it totally depends. It's a horrible idea. Also, she does weaves. Like, she doesn't even do her hair, so I don't understand, like, I don't know what kind, like, I don't know where she's going to make her money.
So she needs a wig shop. She needs a wig shop.
Well, yeah, or it should be like that. Well, I think she needs to decide. There's a lot of
maybe she does rent the runway for wigs.
That's disgusting.
When they send them back in, they de-lice them. We do lice checks at my school every single time after a break. I got one. On Monday.
Did you pass?
I was like, I got nervous because I have so much hair. The lady was like, kept on checking. I was like, if I have lice, I'm going to lose it.
Oh my God. I don't think I've ever had. Have you ever had lice?
Oh yeah.
Really?
As a kid. Yeah. We all three got it at the same time. Like all my sisters and I, it was like a nightmare.
I've never had it.
Not yet.
Dear God. Okay.
Yeah. You can still get it like on an airplane or the movie theater.
What? Why is it in a movie theater?
Because everyone puts their head against the carpet seats.
Oh my God, I never
think about
go
a kid that has lice.
I never want to go to the
movies.
Yeah,
that's why you're supposed to put a sweatshirt over it.
Oh. Mary, how have you not written a self-help book yet? Just tips I've learned as I've lived.
My 32 years on existence by Summer Mary.
It's going to be like, well, I'm going to black out these 4 months because I was blacked out. That was summer. So now, anyways. Okay, so what did you think of Nini's party?
Like the, what was it called? The
girls and gays.
Soiree.
I just thought it
was. All white. No. What was the, like, there was some, like, don't forget about it.
Oh, never forget. Never forget that you were here and you were invited to my house. I'm like, ugh. I just think it's, like, rude to, like,
I don't know. I just think it's rude to be like girls and gays.
No. I was really impressed with Derek J walking in those wedges and his ripped jeans.
And where was Lawrence? And where was Dwight?
I know, I know. Where was? But also, do you really think NeNe didn't know Kim was coming?
Of course she knew. And yeah. She's like, oh, is that Kim Zolciak?
Yeah, like you didn't know she was coming to your house?
I'm just like, so, I don't like Kim on this show. I like Kim on Tardy.
Yeah, well, Kim was literally there to stir the pot. And she just says, like, they're asking about Baby, or a.k.a. Kenya Moore's husband, who she says is a fan.
Is That's a fan of Kim's two judgy girls?
A fan of Kenya. And then Kim's like, well, everyone's like, when are we going to meet him? When are we going to meet him? Kim's like, well, it ain't going to happen because he don't exist.
As she drinks from her red Solo cup.
All shit hit the fan. And then I was thinking, does she have a deal with Red Solo Cup? Or is it just her germophobia?
So I'm confused, though. I actually think she's like a closet alcoholic. Like, I think that there's always
I don't think it's a closet thing.
Oh, it's a known thing? Like, I just think that she always drinks from a Red Solo Cup, but I'm pretty sure it's always wine.
Yeah, I do too.
Oh, okay.
It's probably like a wine spritzer.
I like those, but I think that's what she sips on all day long.
Heavy on the ice.
Right.
With a side of flat tummy tea and a side of 310 shakes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And with her Cashmere Collection lotion on her hands.
Yeah.
To make holding it so she doesn't callus her hands.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So Kenya's like, you're obsessed with me. You want to be me. And then she's like,
You pimped your...
You had reassignment surgery.
Yeah, like, I was like, wait, what? That's all we could come up with? Like, pimping your daughter out for John Legend, that was like the dig.
Yeah, yeah. No, and then she's like, her husband is as real as her hair.
Is Kenya's hair not real? I thought her hair was... Oh, she said Kim.
Yeah, yeah.
Why does Kim wear wigs? Because I don't know if you
she
ever
just
noticed.
Wants a fuller look.
It's I like, literally like, can't look away because in her part line, you can see where the wig line is. So she leaves like 2 inches of her regular hair out.
But don't you think Jessica Simpson is constantly wearing a wig?
I think Jessica Simpson's also an alcoholic.
I've heard stories.
Her face is very bloated.
I knew a girl that like was her assistant, and she was.
I knew someone who was her assistant too.
Maybe you told me the story.
Oh, I don't know.
And then they, like, rent out, like, the entire first class section of planes.
They do?
Yeah.
Her and her husband? And Maxie, Drew, and Ace?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Her kids also, like, I think, all have lisps.
Get it private. Oh, I've never heard their voice. It's like, that's always, like, Suri Cruz. I've never heard her voice, and I always imagine sounds like.
It's just like, run from Scientology.
Leah Remini, she still has that show. Sometimes
I stopped watching it because now it's too formulaic for me.
Mm-hmm,
Season one was legit. Now I'm like, okay. Also, did you see who DM'd us about Scott Peterson? Something about Scott Peterson.
God bless. On the ID Network, 2-hour special. Amen.
When is it?
Coming up here.
You've already DVR'd it.
I got my DVR set.
Perfect. Okay, let's move on from Atlanta.
Okay, Jersey. So Jersey, they set up the Milan trip. They set up the Milan trip, but a little bit more organic than some trips. So basically, their trip is because Melissa, she's going to meet designers for Envy, and that's how she's going to really separate her store from a store like, from a boutique like Posh by Kim D.
But I'm also like, but Melissa, your store is like a Toby or a Vici. Like, your store is not Milan.
No.
These pieces you're going to find are like, she's like, oh my God, I found this store. It's called Fettuccine 21. It's like, wait, I think that's just the Italian version of Forever 21. Like, I just feel like. But yeah, and Marge is going because she's going to start a shoe line and it's going to be all from Italy.
Yeah, which I'm like, that doesn't really go with your price point, I don't think.
That's what I'm saying. Like, their price points, like, this Milan trip is just for the show.
Yeah, but I'm shocked these people haven't been to Italy.
Well, no, they did. Melissa hasn't, but remember they went to Italy like a few seasons ago?
Oh, yeah, like with
Teresa's Caroline family. Yeah, they did a cruise or something.
Yeah. But they brought all like the kids and stuff.
Yeah, it was like a big family thing. They went to Teresa's family. Yeah. Oh, no.
Yeah.
Okay,
he wasn't
wait
on this episode.
Yeah, but no was talked about. The Joe Gorga Melania scene.
Adorable. But I do think she really does see her, because I think kids are connected closer with the other side because of her pure. Mm-hmm. And they're like, can see it.
You've mentioned this before, and I think it's still creepy every time you tell me this. Wait, let's go back to the beginning of the episode, because the beginning of the episode, where they were still on that stupid retreat.
I know.
And Melissa doing the Siggy when Siggy talks shit on her, and then she's like humping the air, and then I was
she's like gyrating.
And then like, I was looking at her body.
Gyrating.
I was looking at her body, I'm like, her body is fantastic. She's rocking a camel toe right now and a fantastic thigh gap.
I know.
She's perfect.
If I had 3 wishes, one of them would be a thigh gap.
Yeah, for sure. Whose body would you pick? Okay, of the Victoria's Secret fashion show that you just watched tonight.
I just watched.
Whose body would you take? So I think they were too skinny.
I have a lot of issues with the Victoria's Secret fashion show. Okay. I don't think a lot of the girls' faces are that pretty.
I agree.
Their bodies, however, are rocking. Eat. I feel like all the girls are very hippie and have big butts.
That's the new thing.
Like they
now
have like childbearing hips.
Like
I've
feel
actually
like
said this for a couple years now.
I think they take skin from, I think they take the fat from like their waist area and they suck it out and they put it in their butt.
Okay. That could be very true.
I think Bella Hadid for sure did that.
Okay, so Bella Hadid, she did this Pure Change program. I am definitely already ordered it.
What is it?
It's a 21-day cleanse. I told my sister I'd split it with her and I would do 10, she could do 11.
Wait, what?
Yeah. So basically you'd have like 2 shakes, a bar, and like raw veggies. So I think I could do it for like 7 days. Wait, I'll let you know the results.
This is what she did before
this
the
is
show?
What she did. Mm-hmm. So I'm going
to
try.
Did she work out too or just do this?
I'm sure she did both.
And how do you know this?
I will barely be able to probably get out of bed.
Wait, how do you know this? Was this on her Insta?
I've got my sources.
Okay, well, why don't you tell all of us what you
did? Literally, my sister told me this is what she did, and she told me to look it up. And I said, okay, let's do the 21 days and split it. I'll do 10, you can do 11.
Oh, my God. Really, when are you starting this?
Really, I'm going to do 7. Like, come on, January.
Okay, so this is your New Year's resolution.
I mean, isn't every New Year's resolution to lose 80 pounds?
Yeah, but I don't even give myself that because I know I won't. And then the poor girl who fell.
I know.
Like, I was like, are these
her
housewives?
Crying after? Her
I was
crying.
Like, are these Housewives editors? Like, the shade of, like, leaving that in?
Yeah, that was pretty good.
So mean. But also, I want Harry Styles. I was like, yeah.
I know, but he looked a little sickly to me. He looked a little too skinny and pale.
No, he's the second coming of Mick Jagger, and I'm into it.
Okay. Fair enough.
Let's talk about the other angels. Real Housewives of New Jersey, those angels, because that dinner scene tonight.
Okay, so basically that Siggy, Soggy, Slicker, Flicker, Dicker, whatever she is.
Oh, yeah, and Dolores.
They're going to walk in the runway show. But Kim D, does she get paid anything?
No, I don't
just
know if she
stirs
does.
The fucking pot.
I think every year she just is like, this is so fun. Like, I don't even care if I get paid. And Bravo's like, so we're not going to pay you. And she's like, great. Don't. I'll still do it because I'm sad.
No, she just really wants, like, her fashion show to be highlighted. And she's only sold 200 tickets.
Yeah, she's like,
it seems like nothing.
Yeah, she's like, we've already sold 200. I'm like,
And it was tomorrow. I was like, you only have 200 people going to that?
You would think she'd be able to get a lot more due to the sightings that you would see.
Yeah, like Greggy Bennett, does he go?
No, but remember, like, Danielle got an extension pulled out by Ashley at one of them.
No, it's always the hottest event of Jersey, of the New Jersey franchise.
Like, Kim D should have been on Mob Wives.
Yeah. Well, it's pretty creepy that what they're raising the money for is because someone, her son's friends, took his car.
Took her car. And then, it was her car.
Oh, I thought it was, like, the son's car, but, like, registered to her name. I think it's like that.
Oh, okay. And then
they were shot and the car was burned. Like, that's like some mob shit.
That's like crazy. Someone started a podcast about that.
It's Jersey, man.
Yeah. Like, swim with the fishes.
Yeah. But then, okay, so yeah, Kim D's doing this nice fundraiser for these poor families. And yet she's like, but you know what I heard.
Yeah. And then it's like, uh-oh, here it goes.
She's like, well, Teresa's fooling around on Joe.
But you know what? Yeah, she's doing the lawyer. We all know that. Good for her.
We do suspect that. But she's like, she's rekindling old flames. And then it's like, but I do appreciate that, like, Siggy was like, no, I don't want to know this. Like, those girls were backing up Teresa, which I enjoyed. And they were like, stop it, stop it. And they were, I think they really didn't know that bomb was going to go off. Do you?
No, I don't think so either. I thought they The problem is the way they presented it at the dinner when they were talking to Teresa. I was like, you guys couldn't have planned this any better. Like, they were they were totally defending Teresa, and they even said, like, even if that is what she's doing, that's not our business.
Yeah, no.
And then I was trying to think of what flame. Hasn't she been with Joe Giudice since, like, high school?
Yeah, no.
Who's
an
old flame?
No, and, like, her seventh grade lover.
Like, who, her brother?
Yeah.
That was her first love.
Oh, God. No, but they did a horrible job of, like, defending themselves. It was like, Teresa was like, you should have defended me. And then they were like, we did. And then
she's
Teresa
like, I'm going to throw the glass at the,
yeah,
wall. And I'm like, what the fuck is happening?
But then they just, like, went off the rails. Like, they started the hypocrite thing and Hitler wouldn't have killed me.
Oh, God.
Wait, what's going on? I'm like, Marge.
I know. I was like, so I went, when I was in New Orleans, I went to the World War II Museum.
Yeah.
Which is fantastic. And I recommend that to everyone. But there's, like, this, you know, this whole thing on, like, Hitler. So when she said that, I was like, full circle.
Right.
My life has come full circle. No,
and then Marge is, like, hilarious. They're like, do you have a heart? She's like, what am I, the Tin Man? Like, how would you even think of that reference so quickly?
I didn't even get it. I had to think about it in my head. I was like, imagine the time. I'm like, oh, no heart. Oh, great one. And then when she like, came to the dinner, she's like, you like my hair? I put my weave in just in case I need to whack anyone with it. It was like, yes, Marge. Yes, Marge.
No. And then they're just like, I can't believe they're supporting that woman. And then I'm like, Teresa, you were in on a Kim D scam with your sister Melissa, that now you're making Melissa come and defend you. Like, it's such a web of...
Wait, do you think that Teresa knew about that setup with when they were trying to set up Melissa?
She set up Melissa!
No,
Teresa,
I don't...
Teresa set up Melissa.
No, I think Kim D. I don't think Teresa... I'm on
God. Are you naive?
Maybe, but I don't
I've
think...
I've been passionate about this. She literally said, what do you mean? What do you mean Melissa worked for you? Like, are you fucking kidding me? That was so staged.
No, I don't
That was
think
when
it was.
She hated Melissa. Oh, my God. You guys, please, we're going to vote on this.
Okay.
This will be a poll question because I know I'm right. I'm going to say 90% right.
Wow. That's a bold percentage. I do not think that Teresa was involved with that one.
Okay. I don't I'm not clear if you're talking about the same thing as me.
So when 100%
true.
When they were in the salon and the bald head, I think his name was Angelo.
Yes.
And he said, oh yes, she worked for me. I don't think Teresa knew that guy was coming.
Oh my, okay.
Are you not serious?
Naive. Yes. Are you serious?
I don't think Teresa's that smart. That's why. Okay. Like, I think she's too dumb.
She can speak two languages.
Cool. I can speak pig Latin.
Okay. Anyways, so, yeah. They're going to walk into the lion's den next week, a.k.a. the posh fashion show.
And then Danielle, they're like... Danielle killed me her line when she's like, we're going to be the Charlie's Angels plus one, Marge. And I was like, Danielle, you're the plus one. You're not even a cast member.
And then Marge is like, I've never been to a shakedown.
Like,
wait. And then also, I saw Dolores drinking red wine. And she claims she doesn't drink.
Is it like when I saw Megan King Edmonds drinking at the Broncos game?
No, there was. I've seen her twice this season drinking red wine. Maybe she like only has a glass and considers that not drinking.
Because the doctor recommended it.
I mean, I would too. A glass a day keeps the doctor away.
Yeah.
And then the bar mitzvah thing.
Okay.
I was unclear about because I've never been invited to a bar mitzvah.
What? There's no Jewish kids up north?
I've never been invited to a bar mitzvah. I don't think I ever will be because I'm past 13.
And if you are invited, I'm weirded out. And you work at a Catholic school.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, so a bar mitzvah is a 13th birthday party. It's like it's like a quinceanera. It's like, Jewish culture, it's a bar for guys, the bot for girls.
Oh, sure.
A baruch atah Adonai Elchenu. That's all I know. I went to a bunch when I was a kid.
Oh, no.
I grew up with a lot of South African Jews.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
A lot of South African Jews in Irvine, California.
No, I'm only hang out with Catholic people.
Anyway, so you were Melissa.
Yeah.
So that was, you were enlightened thinking that there was a season for bar mitzvahs.
I was like, I don't know a lot about this. I was like, this is a good question.
No, it's not.
That's how I felt. And then I was like, this is dumb. I know I'm being dumb right now. I'm going to have to ask Courtney about this later.
Well, I'm glad we've clarified. I guess Teresa is smart.
I don't know. Anything else to say? Otherwise, I'd love to read a review because I need a little bit more 5 stars.
No, I don't think I have. I feel like I need more from these shows.
Yeah, like, we basically filled in a lot of this with personal stories.
Which, sorry, except we hope that you like laugh with us at our misfortunes. Because there they are. Yeah. Okay, so yeah, let's end with some review. Let's end on a high.
Okay, this is from V Heat RN. I'm guessing she's a nurse.
Oh, keep reading.
My fave podcast. This podcast gets me through my 12-hour nursing shift. I was right. Thank you for discussing my favorite shows and not being afraid to judge and be a little mean. Wish you did more episodes throughout the week, Vanessa.
Hey, Vanessa, thank you for that. If you have any idea of how to get the sponsorships and money, we would love to record more episodes during the week.
Amen.
Okay. I don't know if I've read this one. I'm going to think we haven't yet.
The Cuba one?
Yeah. So no, we did read it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. No, we didn't. We didn't.
Okay, read it.
Have we?
Just read it.
Okay, so this is from SAG 2013-10. Best Real Housewives Recap ... because the title was too long. So I'm just going to say, so excited to give them 5 stars.
Totally.
Best Real Housewives Recap. So excited to give them 5 stars. Two Judgy Girls is hilarious. I laugh out loud every single episode. We have lived in Cuba for the last few years, and listening to your podcast is my weekly fix of America. Spreading the judgy love down here. Thank you so much. We want to go to Cuba.
I also actually, because like we can see where people watch from, and I noticed there was like Cuba ones, and I was like, who's watching in Cuba?
Oh my God.
I noticed that.
SAG 2013-10.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening.
So you guys always, you can follow us at Two Judgy Girls.
Spell it.
TwoJudgeGirls. And you can follow us on Instagram. You can always DM us. Vote in the polls. We love to hear you. We're trying to get 20K by Christmas Day.
20K by Christmas Day.
20K by Christmas Day, guys. So basically.
Tell your friends.
2,800 people in a month. Help us.
This is doable. This is the easiest thing you can do this Christmas season. Some people ask for toys for tots. Some people ask for donations with the Santa that hangs outside with the Bell Salvation Army. We're just asking for followers.
Yeah.
So if you have friends, just like help us out.
Also, girls helping girls out.
Did we mention that Sheena blocked us?
Yeah, Sheena blocked us. Tamara's blocked us.
Like we're just trying to have a good time, and now we can't even look at Sheena's chiseled jaw anymore.
I know, it's so mean.
If you guys have any good pictures that Sheena took, send them. Can you screenshot and DM them?
Someone did. Thank you, Kathleen Lee.
Oh my God, thank you for the screenshot because we can't see them.
Yeah.
It's very depressing.
We have another friend at the Say Bible podcast. And she's yes. sending us her
guys.
Our,
I would like
Sheena
to do,
updates.
I would like to do a little shout out. So we talk about Kardashians here and there, but we have so many Bravo shows that we talk about that sometimes getting our Kardashian fix in does not work. So if you guys want to listen to things about Kardashians and like really delve deep into it, check out our friends at Say Bible podcast.
Yeah, they're hilarious. And
they're know-it-alls.
They each have two separate accounts. They have a What Would Jesus Swear? And I can't remember the other girl's account.
But okay. But they're very Kardashian-centric. So if you want to check them out, please do. Let them know we sent you over there.
Yes.
Listen to us first and then listen to them second.
Yes.
All right. Thank you guys for tuning in. And thanks for putting up with us for the past, since we weren't here last week.
Yes.
Okay. Bye.
Make some poor ho-ho-ho decisions this weekend. Yeah, it's the holiday season.
Be a ho-ho-ho.
Ho-ho-ho.
Bye.
Merry Christmas.
Did you know most traditional creams or serums are made up of about 70% water? 15% going into emulsifiers and preservative, and that makes up the goo of the cream. And that leaves only 15% for active ingredients that truly benefit your skin. But there is a better way. Enter Fiber Skincare, a groundbreaking technology set to redefine skincare. Fiber Skincare harnesses nanofibers. They're tiny natural fibers, 500 times smaller than a human hair. And their scientists have been working on this technology for the past 15 years and just a year ago achieved a remarkable breakthrough encapsulating active ingredients directly into these natural nanofibers. So the result is a formulation free from water, emulsifiers, and preservatives, meaning the active ingredients are not just pure, but five times the concentration of most creams or serums. Their first formulation is an anti-wrinkle, and it's not just effective, it is fast. Upon the application, your skin feels tighter in a mere 10 seconds. That's right, you can feel the difference almost instantly, but that's just the start. Over the next 7 days, these concentrated actives unfold their full potential, clinically proven to improve wrinkles by 19.4%. It's worth checking out their Instagram, Fiber Skincare, F-I-B-E-R Skincare, to learn more about the technology and how it works. You might have seen some viral videos of the mask's disappearing effect. And it's easier to apply this by wetting your face, applying the patch, and removing it. The nanofiber, which contains the active ingredients, disappears into the skin super quickly. Experience the transformation for yourself with their 2-day trial pack. It's a precursor for the 7-day program that promises not just results, but a revolution in your skincare routine. With their tighter skin guarantee, your satisfaction is not just expected, it's assured. And if you try the 7-day program and your skin doesn't feel tighter, you'll receive a full refund, no questions asked. They have clinically tested the program to be the most effective if you use the 1 week on, 3 weeks off. But we understand that everyone's skincare routine is different. That's why if you sign up for their monthly program, they will send you their monthly pack to remind you to do it. And you can pause or cancel it at any time. And it gives you the control of your skincare journey. If you want to try this revolution in skincare, go to fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. That's fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off.
You know, Courtney and I are always on a health journey. We're always trying to lose weight. And we recently started Noom, and it is a personalized plan that meets individual needs. They take into account medical issues. They take into account dietary restrictions. They take into account the psychology behind losing weight and the biology, meeting you where you're at. So they have an app, and you can go onto the Noom app and you can share, like, they have coaching, they have recipe ideas, you input your food, but it really helps me
stop mindlessly eating. So it is very sustainable and it is not a restrictive weight loss program. Because, you know, I like my chocolate. I love my popcorn. I like my wine. And guess what? With Noom, they take that into account. We're not going to be like never having to treat again, right? I love that it is psychology and biology based. So Noom uses psychology. That's why they say losing weight starts with your brain. But it also takes into account, you know, the biological factors, which also affect weight loss. And the program helps you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have cravings. I am such a craving girl. To date, Noom has helped more than 5.2 million people lose weight. And the program's totally flexible. Noom's flexible program is focused on progress instead of perfection, which is that's what I need, because sometimes you have a couple setbacks and that's okay. It's not about perfection. It's about creating healthy habits. And Noom's approach is grounded in science. They've published more than 30 peer-reviewed scientific articles describing their methods and effectiveness. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. You can sign up for a trial today at Noom.com and check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living, available to buy now wherever books are sold. So guys, check out Noom.com today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.